WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, my amazing Stoic Squad. Welcome back to another episode of The Stoic Way, Build Discipline, Detachment, and Inner Peace. I'm your host, Madison Lane, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little bit of wisdom, a whole lot of humor, and a dash of good old-fashioned real talk. Today, we're diving into something super relevant for all of you beautiful souls out there. Mindfulness, especially when stress starts rearing its ugly head in your relationship. Ever feel like your partner snoring is an orchestra playing death metal? Or that their 5-minute shower actually lasts a whole millennium? You know those moments, right? Where the smallest thing can send you spiraling into a chaotic mess of frustration and resentment. Well, buckle up, because we're about to unlock the power of mindfulness to transform those stressful situations into opportunities for connection and growth. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you become a mindfulness master in your relationship. 1. Present moment power. Listen up, my friends. Stress often stems from dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Mindfulness is all about anchoring yourself in the present moment. When things get heated, take a deep breath and ask yourself, what am I experiencing right now? Focusing on your senses, the feel of your partner's hand, the sound of their voice, the scent of their coffee can ground you and break that cycle of worry. 2. Active listening is your superpower. Mindfulness extends beyond just being present, it's about truly listening to your partner. Instead of planning your rebuttal while they're talking, really try to understand their perspective. Ask clarifying questions, reflect back what you hear, and validate their feelings even if you don't agree. Active listening shows respect, empathy, and creates a safe space for open communication. 3. Embrace non-judgmental awareness. Let's be real, we all have our quirks. Mindfulness isn't about pretending everything is perfect or suppressing your feelings. It's about observing them without judgment. Instead of labeling your partner as annoying when they leave their socks on the floor, simply acknowledge the fact and choose how you want to respond with humor, understanding, or a gentle reminder. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's how we handle them that matters. 4. Communicate with compassion. When conflict arises, mindfulness can help you communicate more effectively. Instead of attacking, aim for I statements that express your feelings without blaming your partner. For example, instead of saying, you always make me feel frustrated, try, I feel frustrated when I see the dishes piled up. This approach fosters understanding and creates a space for collaboration. 5. Cultivate gratitude together. Mindfulness is about appreciating the good stuff, even in challenging times. Make a conscious effort to express gratitude for your partner's qualities, their support, or simply their presence in your life. A little appreciation goes a long way. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You and your partner are rushing to get ready in the morning, and things are already starting to feel chaotic. Your partner spills coffee on themselves, you can't find your keys, and the dog is barking at the mailman. It's recipe for disaster, right? But instead of getting sucked into a spiral of frustration, you take a deep breath and remember our mindfulness mantra. Present moment power. You acknowledge that it's a stressful situation, but choose to focus on what you can control, your own actions and reactions. You offer your partner a helping hand, and with a smile, you say, hey, let's make this morning fun. See? A little mindfulness can turn those stressful situations into opportunities for connection and laughter. So, my Stoic Squad, remember these key takeaways. Practice present moment awareness, actively listen to your partner, approach conflicts with non-judgmental observation, communicate with compassion, and cultivate gratitude together. By incorporating these practices into your daily life, you'll be well on your way to creating a more peaceful and fulfilling relationship. Don't forget to share this episode with your loved ones. Let's spread the mindfulness magic. And if you have any questions or insights of your own, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.